Let's begin this morning by singing page 193 in our hymnal. 193, I know whom I have believed. Quote from the Apostle Paul. 193. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know I have believed that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word wrought peace within my heart. Third verse. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing man of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in him. Chorus. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I like sometimes in this song to sing one verse after the other without the chorus, sometimes because the chorus is high, but that's not the real reason. Because as you read those choruses, look at how every one of those verses begins. I know not. I know not. I know not. There's so much that we don't know. You know, one time they asked Albert Einstein about that. You know, what's something you've learned? Tell us one thing you've learned. You know, this brilliant man. Tell us something you've learned. He says, what I've learned is how much I don't know. How much I have yet to learn. You know, my son, he enjoys marine life, that sort of thing. He loves to come up and fish, you know. Can't keep them, though. You got to throw them back. You don't eat them. You just throw them back. You catch them to throw them back. But when he was little, he used to read about the ocean. And one day he said to me, Dad, you know, I think I know just about everything there is to know about the ocean. I said, well, I know you know an awful lot, Sam, but there's a lot to learn about those things. Usually when someone says they know pretty much all there is to know about something, you know that they probably know very little because they don't even know what they don't know. You know, they don't even know enough to know that you don't know. As we go on in our lives, we realize that there's a lot we don't know. There's a lot we don't understand. A lot we can't wrap our minds around and just, you know, get it all figured out. But there's one thing we do know. What do I know? I know whom I have believed. I know that he can be trusted. I know that he is faithful. Brother Paul is playing before that song we sang. Jesus never fails. He never fails. He's with me. There are promises that we can hold on to. And we can know, even in the midst of not knowing a whole lot, that one grounding fact. I know whom I have believed. Our faith is in him, in his character, in his being, in his qualities, in his love, his grace, his mercy to me. What more do we need? What more do we need? Stand on him, trust him, love him, believe him. And then one day, against that day, one day, there's coming a day where all will be made plain. And we'll see. Our faith will be made sight. And so we're going to sing the fourth and fifth verse the same way. Let's sing verse 4, let's sing verse 5, and then let's sing that chorus with some gusto, okay? Like my mom would say. I know not what of place I see. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But this I know, but I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Let's sing one more time. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We trust you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 thank you, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Could we also sing yet? Page 224, Only Trust Him. This song, of course, points particularly to salvation, but this is true for everything, everything in our lives. Page 224, Only Trust Him. I like it. It says, only trust Him now. All right, remember? Now. Let's trust Him now. Let's believe. He is faithful. Maybe there's something you're trusting the Lord for. Well, trust Him now. Let's sing.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. Shed His precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. Save you, He will save you now. Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in Him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you now.
Let's have the strings play a verse and chorus for us, would you? Ready? Tap, tap, tap. Jesus.
thank you. Fourth verse. Come then and join this holy band, and unto glory go.
Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Lord, the response of our hearts to this song is, oh, for grace to trust you more. Help us to trust you, Lord Jesus. May our trust be childlike, Lord. While you don't want us to remain babes in these spiritual things, Lord, keep us simple before you. Help us to trust you. Lord, may we just simply trust you. We know that we will find you to be faithful and true. Do this for each one of us this morning, we ask, by your grace, by your Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. I just want to tell you real quick about an aunt of mine. Aunt Terry, I don't know how many of you remember Uncle Bob Schulteis. I know quite a few do. He was responsible for putting some of the carpeting down around here. I don't know if any of it's still around. That's a ways back. But you know my Aunt Terry, she is the sort of the final remaining member of that generation of my family. She's 80. You wouldn't know it. Still drives, works in the nursery and church. She's just, you know, very happy, always a smile on her face, a word for the Lord, a testimony. If we're having church, you know Aunt Terry's going to be there. But you know what's amazing about her? When she was born, the doctor told her mother that she would not live to the age of 7. She had, she's lived her entire life with pretty serious diabetes and quite a few lists of maladies. And like I said, when she was born, the doctor basically said, well, you know, just let her go and she's not going to last very long. Well, 80 years later, she gives that. Do you guys, I don't know if in your church, but we have that little tradition where if it's your birthday, you know, we sing a happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. We have one family, they love that song so much that they even sing it at their own private birthday parties. When they like it, they probably do a kick line when they do it. It's funny, but it's good. They love the Lord so much. But every time she comes up for her birthday, she gives some version of that testimony. You know, I remember the big one was, the doctor said I wasn't going to live to be 7, and now I'm 70. And then, of course, there was, the doctor said I wasn't going to live to be 7, and now I'm 77. Well, just a few months ago, the doctor said I wasn't going to live to be 7, and now I'm 80. And then, of course, she gives the Lord thanks. But, you know, here's what I want to tell you about her. She has what I would describe as one of the simplest, yet most profound faiths that I have ever seen. She just simply trusts the Lord. She has come, and I've witnessed this. I'm an eyewitness to this. This isn't just hearsay. She has come to church ill and left well. She's come to church with a request, and before she left, it was done. It was already dealt with. And yet, if you spoke to her, her faith is just so simple. There's nothing profound. She doesn't use big words. She doesn't, you know, she's not showy, but she just simply trusts God. She just knows that she has but to ask, but to believe, and it's hers. Proof is in the pudding, as they say. Doctor said she wasn't going to live to be 7. And now she's 80. And soon she'll be approaching 81. Just her simple faith, her simple trust in God. You know, sometimes we think our faith has to be profound, you know. It's got to be deep. Jesus said, like a little child. Like a little child. Just bring your requests. Just ask. Just trust. Just trust me. I am your Father. And those things that you ask in my name, believing, you will have them. You will have them. And so I encourage you, and I encourage myself. Every time she gives that testimony, it inspires me. Lord, you know, I like deep things. I like deep things. I like complicated things, especially when you can understand them. I don't like complicated things that I can't understand, right? And there's not too many that I can, but the few things that I do, I like them. I like them. You know, it makes you feel good about yourself a little bit, you know. But Lord, for a simple faith, a simple trust, just like a little child, just look to our Father. Look at the prayers Jesus prayed. Look at the prayers Jesus prayed. I mean, yeah, there were some profound ones. But one of my favorites is at the tomb of Lazarus. That great miracle, arguably the greatest of all his miracles. And what did he say? He just looked up to heaven and says, Father, I thank you that you hear me. Thank you that you hear me. And in fact, the only reason I'm saying this is because I want them to get it too. I just thank you that you hear me. Sometimes the greatest prayers are the simplest prayers, aren't they? Where we just cry out to God honestly with an open heart. Like a little child who needs help. Dad, help! I need you! Ah! Right? Anybody ever pray one of those prayers? Ah! I heard my mother pray one of those prayers once. We were driving down to New Jersey. Oh, Lord bless Nicholas. Hi, buddy. He's our buddy. We love him, don't we? Oh, yeah. But we were driving down the turnpike. I was a little boy, and it was snowing. And I can still, in my mind's eye, see the car in front of us spinning right across the turnpike. My mother gave one of those, you know, the mom seatbelt. The mom seatbelt. And just, ah! And you know what she told me later on? I wanted to say Jesus. But I couldn't. I couldn't speak. All I could say is, ah! I was driving with a friend one time, two friends, and one of our friend who was driving, he had a tendency to not watch the road all the time. You know, you have one of those? Well, and he also liked to do that like at about 75 or 80 miles an hour. You know, and as we were going, all of a sudden, another one of those. You have those pictures you can see in your mind? I was sitting in the back seat, and I was looking down the middle, and there was a car stopped right in the middle for no particular reason. It was a highway. We weren't at a light. And this fella, our friend Walter, he was chit-chatting away. And he, and my cousin Brother David Schulteis, who some of you may know, he works at camp very frequently. I could still see it. He went, And to this day, he said, I just couldn't speak. I couldn't speak. Well, I got news for you. The Lord understands those prayers, too. The Lord understands those prayers. You don't have to impress him with your great theological language. He hears the cries of our hearts. He knows. Simply trust him. Simply trust him. Is it? The Spirit sometimes prays in us with words that we can't utter. Isn't that true? Isn't that biblical? We can go deep, right? Sure. Just pray. Just trust. Simply trust. And what happens when we trust him? When we trust him now? I love how that song ends. He will save you now. He works. He moves on our behalf. So trust him. I know we're all carrying needs. We're all carrying questions. Perhaps an illness, I don't know, whatever it may be, something relational, something financial, whatever. We all have needs. Spiritual, simply trust him. Only trust him. That's it. Only trust him. And watch and see what he will do. because he who has promised is true, and he is faithful. And so, Father, we just continue to pray that you will grant us this grace. Help us, Lord. Give us just a simple faith, like a child. After all, we are your children. Help us just to trust you. Know that you are true. We know that you are faithful and you will prove yourself to be. And we just stand in faith with any here who are holding on to a promise or who are looking to you in the midst of a difficult situation. Lord, please, by your grace, by your Spirit, grant them the ability to only trust you. And we're going to worship you and give you the glory because we know that you are going to be faithful. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anyone here who has ever had an opportunity to trust the Lord and the Lord has come through for you? Have you ever had that opportunity? Has that ever happened for you? Is there one or two or more? I know sometimes I get you guys rolling and you can't stop yourselves, which is great. Is there anyone who'd be willing to share with us this morning a time when you trust the Lord? It didn't have, doesn't even have to be profound. It doesn't have to be, you know, some great, huge mountain that moved. Maybe it was something simple. But if you would share with us, we would appreciate it. It would help to increase our faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's sing together. Just two verses in our white book of page 60. This is a marvelous song. Could sing it in its entirety, but it's page 60, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain?" But I would like to sing the first verse and the fifth verse because they introduce our study this morning. So pay attention to the words. So the first verse and then the fifth verse. "And can it be that I should gain
Bibles out this morning, shall we?